Hello, Jackie. There's a podcast
Hello.
that needs recording.
Oh, man.
And don't worry, Nan's all right.
Yeah, she's all right. She's all right. Bless her. Poor cow.
Guys, if you haven't listened to the bonus episode, go back one. It's so good.
It's worth it. I actually listened to it today in the van, and I had tears rolling down my face at some point.
I've received multiple messages just saying Nan with crying emojis.
Oh, fucking poor Nan.
Even my wife goes, I had to find out what happened to Nan.
Oh, poor Nan.
So, guys, definitely check it out. Right, let's get into this one though, Jack. Welcome back to the We Are T1D podcast. My name is Mike. Some people even call me Michael. And that guy over there is Jack.
Hello.
Hello, Jackie.
Hello.
And no, I'm not totally obsessed with Friday night dinner. Don't worry.
I think he is.
We are just two blokes that have been talking on this podcast for nearly a year now.
Wow.
Building a massive community who we love so much. Just sharing our life, the realness of diabetes, the ups, the downs.
Lefts, rights, diagonals.
And everything we say is to be taken as guidance because...
we are not doctors.
No, we are just two diabetics. Type 1.
Yes, type 1.
Are we the first type? That is the question.
Who knows?
Do you reckon they just went one day, oh, you're a bit different, you can be a 2? Oh, you're even different. You can be a 3. Oh. Fuck it. Let's throw some letters into it. You're a 3B. You're a 3C.
Yeah.
There's many types of diabetes, but we are type 1.
Yeah. We are T1D.
Oh, that's a good name. We should name the podcast that.
You reckon it will pop off? Do you reckon it will stick?
Definitely.
Sick.
All right, let's get into it, Jack. We love a waffle. Win or struggle, let's talk about it.
So, Mike, what's your win this week?
My win is I have taken back control.
Yes. Yes.
Whoop, whoop. But yeah, I feel so good about myself. Last week you said, oh, yeah, and I got the ump last week. And I said, right, that's it. I'm going to beat you on everything, blah, 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 blah. So me being me and the stubborn shit I am, I meal prepped. I've treated hypos correctly. I'm using sweets. If I'm just dropping a little bit, I'll eat 2 of them. If I'm dropped into the red, I'll eat 4. And then I'm back steady straight away.
Nice. What sweets are you using?
They're called Squidgy Fruits. They're from Lidl.
Ooh.
They are very nice, but not too nice to eat too many.
I know what you're saying.
But I've got the discipline now, so I'm very proud of myself.
Good.
And yeah, and I've been very active. I say, oh, my step count is ridiculous at the moment and haven't been to the gym yet. That's probably not going to happen, let's be honest.
trust me, when the weather starts getting better, I know you'll be doing better. Everyone does more stuff when the weather's out because it's just the winter shit, bruv. Makes you feel shit. You don't do anything.
Well, my idea for this summer is I'm going to get my skipping rope. I'm going to go for a walk down to Ruislip Lido and then use their little outdoor exercise gym as well.
Okay.
So it gets me out walking and then it's basically body strength training.
Real nice.
Right. So what's your win then, Jack?
My win is I actually went to the pharmacy this week twice.
Ooh.
And I've got both of my prescriptions with no problems whatsoever.
Wow.
Yes.
That's actually a clap for the pharmacy.
Today was actually quite funny. I walked in there because I see him yesterday at the shops. I went to the shops and I see him walking in and out the shop. And I knew I had something on order. So I thought that... I did a little split second, was going to go, anything in for me? But I didn't. I just said hello to him and he just sort of nodded. He didn't say nothing. So I thought, I'll leave it. So I went in there today. Literally, as soon as I walked in the shop, he turned around, looked at me and he just went, reached up, got a bag. He went, there you go, Mrs. Scales. I was just like, all right, thank you. See you later. Literally walked in, turned around, straight back out again.
That is brilliant. That's how it should be.
Yeah. But like I said, it's not the pharmacy's fault. It is the GP's.
Who pulled their finger out now?
I'm actually quite surprised I didn't get banned from the surgery. So
maybe that's why they're doing your prescriptions without any problems now.
Looks like I've told them to fucking sort it out.
Keep him away.
Yeah, do not mess with a type 1 diabetic and my medication. It's not a good idea.
Nuh-uh.
Mm-mm. Oh, yeah. Great win for me.
It is.
What's your struggle?
Well, I received an email from an agency. They wanted to pay me, right? So I thought, oh, okay, I'll get paid for this.
You ain't got to get your dick out, I think, have you?
No, I closed my OnlyFans. I was looking at it, I was like, all right, let me see what it's all about. Went to the website, checked it out. It's about weight loss, right? Wow. And then they also said at the end of the diabetes, yeah, we focus on diabetics as well. I was thinking, you got the wrong type here. Because obviously type 2 are known to be larger.
Mm.
I actually got extremely offended. I gave them my height. I gave them my weight. I even gave them like my activity level and all this malarkey.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. And then I wrote type 1.
Shut your Samsung Health app.
Yeah, that's it. And then I said, wow, you are so uneducated and ignorant. I said, let me educate you for a second. I was like, type 1. And then I described what type 1 is. It's an autoimmune blah, blah, blah. And then I said type 2. And then in brackets, I put probably your target. That is through mainly lifestyle choices and diet, rah, rah, rah.
Mm.
And then I said, I would tell you about all the type 3s as well, but you're probably too ignorant to even understand half of it. So I'm not even going to bother. But have a nice day. So yeah, they emailed back very promptly with a lot of apologies and also said thank you for educating me.
Wow.
So I'm not getting paid by these people. I would not want to be associated or be a sellout to people like this.
Well done, good for you, mate.
Because I find it disgusting.
Good for you. You stand up for your rights. Stand up for what is right and what you believe in. Fair play.
But yeah, my struggle was getting stereotyped.
That just goes to show people, we will never sell out.
No. Talking of sellouts, Jack, I've got to do this. I've got to do it. Diabetes UK, teaming up with Slimming World.
Oh, I know. That's bad, isn't it?
Like, are they just... What is their focus? Is it money or is it actually caring about it? Or I don't know.
No, strange. It does say that, well, it says to me anyway, in my opinion, that it's you're focusing more on the type 2 side of things.
Mm. Which is self-caused 90% of the time. That statistic might even be higher.
Mm.
Type 1 and type 3 are not. Why are you not putting more efforts into that? Is it because the numbers are smaller with the amount of people that have it?
Mm.
Are you just focusing on that group because there's a bigger population? Would you rather sell 10 hats or would you rather sell 100 hats?
Mm.
I really don't know.
I'd rather sell no hats at all and just keep it real.
And have a cold head.
Yeah, well, you just put it up.
But I don't know. Am I wrong for this bothering me? I don't know. This is my personal opinion. So this is my views on it.
Same bothers you, it bothers you. I'm not really the sort of guy to be asking about opinions like that because not a lot really I give a fuck about.
Yeah, that's true, Jack.
That is very true.
It is, apart from Eddie Abou the other week, it's very hard to offend me. Like, I don't really care. I'm happy. I'm healthy. My wife's happy. She's healthy. My cat's happy. He's healthy. That's all I give a fuck about. My family's good. I've got a home over my head and I've got food in the fridge.
Wait, I've worked it out, Jack. Diabetes UK are putting money into Slimming World to reduce the amount of type 2 so they can focus more on type 1 and type 3.
It's a very long-winded thought process, but it, possibly?
Because people are going to lose weight, but if they're type 2 and lose weight, and also it prevent type 2 because they're not going to get larger and lazier. So
yeah, it makes sense.
That's very smart, actually. Diabetes UK, well done. And welcome to Michael's mind.
Oh man!
When you find logic, you find reason.
That is true.
So, Jack, what's your struggle, mate?
My struggle was actually happened today. We was on a building site and we got the heads up that health and safety were turning up at about 2:02.
Ooh.
And it was the big weeks, like head of health and safety. So we was like, right, we need to finish everything before 2:30 and go home. So if we're just not here, it's easier. I didn't know we was doing that. I just knew that it was coming at 2:30. So I had it in my head because the other two boys working over the other side of the site, I was on my own doing all the boarding up.
Yeah.
So I was on a nail gun. So when health and safety are out and you've got a nail gun on site, you got to have a drip tray underneath your generator. You got to have ear defenders, goggles, gloves. You're not allowed to have your hood underneath your hard hat. You got to have a zone marked out and safety signs to warn other people. I'm not allowed to walk away and leave my gun on the floor. Like, it's just so stupid, bruv. So I was just like, right, I don't care. I'm going and I'm fucking just not stopping. So I did. I think I've done nearly 20 bays of close ward today in probably about 2.5 hours. That's fucking quick.
Okay, I'm glad you said that because I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying it like everyone knows, but it's not like that is fucking quick. So I just did not stop. Just went absolutely mad with it. Just just carried on. So I said to my boss, about 2:00, I finished all of this, like over this side. And I was just like, I'm going to go and have some lunch. And he's like, bruv, we've got 2 bays to board up over the other side and we're going home. So I was just like, oh, all right, yeah, sweet. But I'm fucking starving, man.
Oh, you drive as well. So you can't eat in the van, innit?
I can, but I can't really eat a salad with a fork in a pot on my lap whilst I'm driving down the M4. It's not the best idea.
Well, why don't you ditch the fork, mate? Just hold it up to your face. You're like a rabbit.
So yeah, certain things I can, certain things I can't. So I was like, do you know what? I looked at my Libra app and I was like 4.2. So I was quite close to going hypo. So I was like, do you know what? Fuck it. I worked it out when I made it to be between 6 to 8 grams of carbs in this whole salad because the chicken had a little bit of barbecue sauce on it and obviously salad's got carbs in it anyway. So,
yeah.
I was just like, do you know what? Fuck it. I'm low anyway. I'm eating a salad. I would have had a biscuit, which is 6.5 grams of carbs. So I was like, fuck it. I'm eating a salad.
You are literally a walking nutrition label for carbs.
I know everything. I know everything. So anyway, I've eaten a salad. I was just like, right, if I eat, like, I've got a packet of Wotsits in there, because now I've started eating, I'm hungry.
Mm.
So I've opened the Wotsits, and I'm not joking, and you know me how disciplined I am. I literally had about no more than 10 Wotsits. Now, a whole pack is 7.6 grams of carbs.
Yeah.
No, that weren't even half of the pack. So with the salad and that tiny little handful of Wotsits, maybe maximum 10 grams of carbs.
Which is technically one unit.
That sent me from 4 to 15.
That's very high. 4, 10 grams?
Yeah. and I had to do a 3-unit correction to get me back in range.
Wait, because you haven't had insulin, probably you've got no insulin. Well, you've got no insulin on board. Did like glucose in your blood like have sex and multiply?
I have no idea what happened.
Like, is insulin the condom? Oh my god, what? My brain. Sorry.
Oh, I don't know, mate. But no, I stayed higher for a good few hours as well until like the correction sort of started doing its magic.
How long did it take for the correction to kick in?
I'd say at least minimum 2 hours.
Oh, so it took a long time.
Well, I corrected when I got in, which was about 3:45. And I'm literally now, as we speak, I'm 6.7, but I had some food.
Yeah.
When I injected for my food, oh, hold on. There we go. I've actually got it on my Libra app. So yeah, I injected 3 units at 4:00. It was 15:58. So 2 minutes just before 4:00. And it took until about 6:30 to get me back into the green.
So that's 2.5 hours.
Yeah. For a chicken salad and a handful of Watsits.
You was resistant.
It was like my body just went, do you know what? I'm just going to definitely confirm that he's diabetic.
Is that due to your activity level changing, though? Because obviously you finished work.
I don't know.
Because obviously when you're active, your insulin works quicker.
I don't know. It sort of seems like if you... Obviously, this is why people pre-bolus. But if you have your insulin before your food, it works. But I've found if you... treating for food that you've eaten previously, it takes a lot longer to kick in because maybe the insulin's got a fight against the food.
Because the glucose is having sex.
or the food is still breaking down as the insulin is starting to work.
I like my theory, okay?
Yeah.
But actually, no, I can relate to that a lot. Like, I had a very late ham and cheese toasty before bed. Literally 40 grams. I made a mistake of not pre-bolusing, but I injected 5 units as I ate it.
Yeah.
That done nothing.
Oh, wow.
So I then raised up to, I think it was like 12 or something, and I was like, fuck this, I need to correct. I know what's going to happen. I'm not even waiting for it to happen. So I injected 5 units again. No, I injected 6 units because I'm a fucking nutter. Right, so I'd done 11 units for a 40-gram meal, and I woke up 6.5 and was 6.5 steady all night.
Oh, wow.
So I actually needed 11 units for 40 grams of carbs because I messed up my timings.
Yeah, see, there you go. It goes to show, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It does go to show. See, if you would have had that, if you would have pre-bolused, maybe you could have done 5 units for that sandwich, and that might have been too much.
Yeah, I probably would have gone low. You're right.
Yeah.
It's mental. Like, there's so much calculations to do.
Yeah. Do you know what? That's when I get the most stressed in the kitchen, to be fair. That's when my wife knows not to talk to me. I'm usually standing there with the phone and a calculator in front of my hand, and there's just bits of food everywhere on the scales. And I'm sort of like, I'm thinking this and then that and this. Probably, I'd say half the time, Zoe usually comes in and goes, Jack. And I'm just like, oh, for fuck's sake, I've got to start all over again.
See, my thing is, if it's in a packet, right, I'll whack it in the microwave and I'll think, oh, wait, how many grams of carbs was that? I have to go in the bin. I get it out. I'm like, oh, yeah.
If I had a pound for every time I've done that, bro, I wouldn't have to go to work.
People can surely relate to that.
Well, I definitely can. There's been numerous amounts of times where I've been rooting through the bins trying to find carb packets.
Yeah. So, guys, have you been carb checking? Hey, hey. Let us know. I'm a dad, okay? I'm allowed them jokes.
Yo, what is your average, bruv?
Obviously, last week I got stressed and I said I'm going to beat you on my average because you said I'm not active enough.
You really took that to heart, didn't you?
Yep. I hate being called lazy. It's one thing I hate being called.
I didn't call you lazy, bruv, because I know that's one thing you ain't. I didn't say you was lazy.
If you're calling someone not as active, you're calling them lazy.
Nah, well, I didn't mean it that way, all right?
All right, I'm sensitive. That's how I took it.
I know you are, and that's just, I know you. It's fine. That's why I didn't even bother touching back on it, because I know exactly what you're like.
Exactly. So my average this week has come down from the eights. It's only just in the sevens, actually. It's 7.1.
Nice. Well done, bro.
Thank you.
Well done. Mine is 7.2.
Yes!
Yes.
Well done, Jack. Well done for being higher than me.
Do you know what? I'm not even going to reveal what happened before we even started recording. I'm going to let you gloat and have your glory, mate.
What?
Well, my average was 7.1 before we started this episode. It's only because I've just come down from fucking 15, bruv. It put it up 0.1.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
But no, still, well, bro, you've smashed it. Like, you've set out to, you said you was going to beat me, and you have. Be at 0.1, you've beat me.
To be fair, you gave me the motivation I needed because I was getting so lazy. So thank you.
So calling you lazy?
No, I was lazy with my diabetes. With my diabetes, not with my activity.
I know, bro. I know.
I grinned after I said the word lazy, though. I was like, is he going to pick up on that? Is he going to pick up on that?
It was a bad moment then. He knew he fucked up.
So I've been improving, and I saw my diabetic nurse at the GPs. I don't know. Do they have a special name?
Nurse?
Yeah, so the diabetic nurse at the GPs.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I saw her, walked in. She's like, you're right, yeah, so yeah, I'm fine. She goes, you've been diabetic for a while then? I was like, 26 years. She goes, pretty much an expert then, isn't you? I was like, not an expert, but I'm all right. She goes, yeah. She goes, HbA1c looks good. So, yeah, you're looking good. I was like, thank you. She goes, I can't really tell you anything, can I? I was like, you could try.
I'm not going to listen.
No, I will always listen. I will always listen. She goes, how much Levemir you take now? As I said, 15, roughly, sometimes 14. She goes, that's come down a lot. And I forget, when I was last at the sort of nurse there at the GPs, I was on 22.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why was it so high?
It was a way to counteract my prebolusin. So the basal would kick in to stop the spikes so much.
Okay, basically, yeah, I know what you're saying.
So I'd basically run higher, but because of the neglect, which is the right word for it, the basal kind of kept me okay-ish.
So you had shit control, but where you was overdosing with your background, it was keeping you in zone.
Yeah, that's the one.
Fair enough.
Jack, it used to be at 30, mate. That's when I didn't check at all.
Wow.
Yeah.
I do 15 units of Lantus in 24 hours.
I used to do 60 in a day.
Jesus.
Yeah, and now
I actually do 16 units at the moment, not 15, sorry.
Wait, I've halved my insulin from when I was bad. Mad. Wow.
Yes.
Anyway, she goes, do you need all this Levemir that is on your prescription? I said, yeah, of course I need it. She goes, no, like, do you have spares? I said, yeah, I have spares. She goes, what, too many spares? Do they go out of date? I'm like, no, because I'm diabetic every day, so I'll be all right. I was like, none of it expires, don't worry. She goes, oh, okay, I'll just leave it as it is then. I was like, yeah, please.
Hey, what, you're going to start taking the stuff off your prescription?
Yeah. I was thinking, fucking hell.
I know.
And then she checked my feet. I was like, oh, sorry, I've just finished work. She was like, no, it's fine. Started checking my feet. I'm literally, my feet are flying everywhere. She goes, oh, you got ticklish feet? I was like, yeah. nearly kicking her in the face. Like, she goes, you can feel that then? I was like, yeah. yeah.
You don't need to start poking them. You can tell by the reaction. I can feel you touching me.
Yeah. And then she goes, oh, time for the other foot. I was like, for fuck's sake.
Might as well just pick your foot up and tickle it. Be like, can you feel that?
Why do they not do that? Why do they have to stab you with a needle? That is a valid point, Jack. Why don't they just tickle your feet?
Do you know what? I thought I was fucking getting pranked the first time it happened.
What, sharp and blunt? Sharp and blunt. Is that sharp? Is that blunt?
I thought, no, I didn't even get none of that. It was just the way, like, when I was first diagnosed, everyone tells you this and tells you that, and everyone thinks they're a fucking expert on diabetes, but you really don't know shit.
Yep.
Everyone's like, you're going to get your feet checked, like, and they have to do a foot check, like the GPs do a proper foot, check your feet and check this and check that and check that. So I just, from what everyone was telling me, I had it in my head, it was going to be this mad check. And then the doctor just whipped out this little stick and poked me big toe and went, can you feel that? It's like, yeah. He went, all right, sweet. Is that it?
Literally, is that it?
It is, isn't it? It is. I could have done that at home, bruv.
No, what they do with me, they get a little lancet, right? They get the sharp end, poke my foot, and then the other end of the lancet, which is obviously very blunt, poke my foot. They're like sharp or blunt.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't get none of that, bruv. I just get poked on the bottom of my foot a couple of times. Like, can you feel that? Yeah. What about that?
Maybe it's because I've been diabetic longer.
Possibly.
But it should still be a general check. So I don't know. Mate, your GPs is shit.
Oh, no. This is why I have so many problems with them. They're fucking crap, bro.
I might ask for a job.
Got any experience? Yeah, I used to work in a warehouse in Lidl's. Yeah, you're hired, mate.
Yeah. Sold cards as well.
You can be
even worked in a bakery.
Oh, yeah, you worked in Greg's, didn't you?
I did.
Oh.
As a diabetic.
I've literally just had a yum yum.
Nah, it's fresh cream apple turnovers I was obsessed with.
Ooh.
When I worked there.
Ooh. Don't start talking about food, bro, because I could eat you all.
I forget we're a type 1/food podcast.
It cracked me out the other day. I've seen this post on TikTok. I can't remember who it was by. But it just come up and it was just like, here's a list of things that type 1 diabetics can't eat. And straight away I was triggered. Like, what the fuck? Who's putting this out as content? So I was like, I'm watching this video. So then it's come up just saying, poison. Type 1 diabetics can't eat poison. Like, it's not very good for us. And then it's like, number two, what type 1 diabetics can't eat. And it was like, cookies with poison.
That is wicked.
That is brilliant.
I'll ask. Well, you've got to have a sense of humour with type 1, though, haven't you?
Yeah. Well, you have. It makes everything so much easier to deal with if you just learn to laugh at yourself a little bit.
Yeah, or a lot.
Oh yeah, all the time.
Yeah. Pretty much.
I don't take anything seriously. Apart from my diabetes control, I do not take anything seriously.
I'm actually quite a serious person when I think about it.
I'm not. I'm the class clown.
I'm the serious clown.
I'm the one that wants to fuck around and be a dick all the time.
Yeah, I want that as well, but stuff needs to get done at the same time.
Oh, yeah, see, I don't care about the stuff. I'll cross that bridge when it gets there.
Fuck it. I forget what it was like to work with you.
Yeah, everything last minute. No one done fuck all till about 4:30 and the shop shut at 5.
That's when I was running it, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was either me, you, or Chris that was in charge. But I don't know why they thought it was a good idea to just put me, you, and him all together on the same shift, regardless. It just didn't work.
It did. It was such a good shift.
Well, it did. It was a brilliant shift, and shit did get done. We just didn't do it till the very last minute.
But it got done, and customers were happy.
Mopping the floors and that, just chucking buckets of water over the shop. Swirling it around with a mop, being like, hey, can't it be dry in the morning? It's sweet, bro. Let's go.
Jack got your back. Jack got your back with Jack's discoveries.
Oh my God, Jack is back.
I am.
With a discovery.
Well, it's not a fact.
No, it's a discovery.
Yeah, it's just something that I've sort of worked out, and it could be a bit of useful information to pass on to anyone else who doesn't think it could happen, because I didn't. But I've been doing some thinking, and we've been doing a podcast for the past few weeks, my struggles, if anyone hasn't noticed, have been my Libra senses, and saying they've been cutting out and they've been doing this, and every time it's like hit 3 days, they've just started going haywire. Now, it could have been a dodgy batch. It could have been. I don't know. But it also could have been this. I've been doing some thinking. And coincidentally, every day that my sensor is fucked up, it has been absolutely torrential rain and humid as fuck at work.
Ooh.
So I have actually been in soaking wet through, because you can't wear waterproofs doing my job because it just gets too hot.
Yeah.
So you just have to get wet. It's just, that is it. That's the joys of working, having an outdoor job in the winter. You get wet.
And you get to wear leggings.
I do.
sorry. Back to point.
But no, yeah, I have, obviously I've been wearing, I have a t-shirt, my jumper, and then it's a coat, obviously, over the top. So I get really hot and really fucking sweaty. As you can imagine, when it's pissing down with rain, you do get hot and sweaty 9 times out of 10 because of the humidity. I'm thinking maybe it's the wetness of my jumpers and the humidity and the heat that is coming off of my body that is fucking the sensors.
I think you're onto something, Jack. I actually do. Because logically, that makes sense.
Saturday I went to work and it was absolutely torrential rain. Like it did not stop all day from the second I got out of the van to the moment I got back in when we finished the job. And when I actually took change of clothes with me, so I changed 4 times just to keep myself dry and warm.
Wow.
So I had clean clothes on. Like I wasn't soaking wet through all the time.
Yeah.
And my senses survived.
Okay.
Just, I don't know. I'm going to wait and see what happens at the end of this one, just to be sure. But just if there's something that you never crossed your mind, just watch out for your senses in the humidity and the wetness if it's pissing down with rain, because I think that's what's fucking them up.
Makes perfect sense. It does, Jack. That is actually a really good discovery.
Thank you.
And anyone else, if you've experienced similar, or even if you're finding your senses like cutting out a bit or has been quite often, message at WeRT1D and let us know.
Yeah.
Random fact. Woo!
Right, talking of layers, Jack, and keeping warm and that. A man once wore 60 shirts and 9 pairs of jeans to the airport to avoid extra fees. I really hope he weren't wearing a sensor.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that'd be wicked. I was going to say I'll do that when I go to Turkey, but that would probably fuck me sensor.
Right, this is crazy though. In a flight from China to Africa, he wore his 60 shirts and 9 pairs of jeans because he didn't want to pay for extra baggage. He wore it throughout an 11 and a half hour flight.
Oh, but he stunk.
Innit? You'd literally land and have to wash your clothes.
What did you save yourself, bro? 60 quid? Tight ass.
Yeah, it's a pound a shirt. The next random fact is Uranus was first named George.
Mine.
Uranus.
What, my one?
The planet.
Oh my god. I'm an adult.
So yeah.
You can't say it now, can you?
So the planet Uranus was first named George. There we go.
Why is it called George? No, furthermore, why did they change his name from George to Uranus, bruv?
Well, George turned out to be an arse. Right, so the actual write-up on this. When William Herschel first discovered the planet in 1781, the English astronomer named it Georgium Sidious, the Georgium planet, in honour of King George III. Was King George III an arse?
Never met him, to be honest.
Well, it was a few years ago, mate.
Oh, no.
1781.
Oh, yeah. No, that was just before me.
Oh, I'm going to keep going with these random facts because I'm enjoying them. And I've missed them for how many weeks now? Two weeks I haven't done them for.
Oh, I think so, yeah.
Right, so American people, this is for the people from Texas. In some parts of Texas, it is illegal to cuss in front of a dead person.
What?
It is illegal to cuss in front of a dead person.
But he can't fucking hear you. What's the problem?
What if someone dies and you're like, oh, fuck. Are you going to get nicked?
Bless him, the old cunt.
Oh. But for some reason, the write-up is very strange. But it goes, you can't swear in front of a corpse in Texas. In Reno, possession and distribution of sex toys is also illegal.
What? Well, so you're not allowed to go out like flogging dildos and that, bro. That's a bit out of all. Come on, letting people live, man.
Oh my god.
Let the people have some butt plugs, man. Fucking hell. World's too serious now. Just let people have some fun.
Isn't it? Right, Jack, you like nuts, don't you?
No comment.
Peanuts are used to make dynamite.
What? Is that why I have some explosive shits? Because I had to eat a lot of peanuts.
Funny you say that. Aside from giving some people explosive diarrhea, peanuts can also be used to make actual explosives.
Oh my god.
Once peanut oil is processed, it can create glycerol, which in turn can be used to make nitroglycerin, one of the main components of dynamite.
Right, you lot are fucked. Do you know how many nuts I've got in my house at the moment? I'm a man on the edge, man.
Exactly. God.
Standing there with a box of peanuts.
I wonder if you can light your farts. Fuck it. What was it? Oh, what was that old show called? Oh, Jackass.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, Jackass.
Oh, my God. Well, thank you very much for joining us this week, people. We hope you've enjoyed this one. And as I say, keep your eyes out for the bonus episodes. And remember, they get released every Wednesday. And our main episode gets released every Sunday. So
which is today.
Keep an eye out. Yes, it is.
So yeah, don't forget to follow us on the socials, people. That's at WeRT1D, and that's for the podcast page. All updates and everything to do with the podcast will be on that one. And our personal socials are at T1D underscore Jack and at T1D underscore Mike.
And guys, regarding guest episode, which went so well with Sammy, by the way,
mm-hmm.
we are going to do a guest once a month. So, who is next? And a clue is we have spoke about diarrhea.
If there's actually anybody that you, everyone that listens to us, because this is for you lot at the end of the day, who do you want to hear on the podcast? Who do you want us to interview? Let us know.
That is a very good question. A certain person or a certain scenario, like a T1D mum or a parent of a T1D or boxer, yeah. a writer, yeah. actor, or just Dave from down the road.
Yeah, literally anybody. But if it's who you want to hear, then it's who we want to hear. So get in touch and let us know.
Yeah.
So until next week, we will be back again, same time, same place. We hope you have a fantastic week. Keep it positive and keep it moving.
Oh yeah, guys, and guess the carbs is over. I won. Job done.
Oh. Yeah, well, we loved it, but we're going to be perfectly honest. We can't be bothered to be keep taking pictures of our food.
No, the problem is I can't be asked to weigh every meal I eat.
I totally respect it.
Thank you. But the guy that don't really weigh his food won.
That is very true. Maybe that's why I weigh my food.
That would make perfect sense, actually.
Because if I don't, I'll get it wrong.
And that's where takeaways come in.
Oh, yes. No, I still weigh takeaways.
Anyway, guys, see you next week.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, I really fancy a takeaway now.
I was actually very tempted to get a takeaway tonight, but I stopped myself and I had beans on toast instead.
No, I'm going to have a make it in.
Make it in?
Yeah.
What's that?
Well, you just make it at home.
Oh, that went totally over my head.
It usually does.
I'm tired, bro. Let me go to sleep, man.
I'm tired as well.